Although General Motors and General Electric are large multinational companies with operations around the globe, there are numerous smaller companies that engage in international trade. Because 95% of the world's population and two-thirds of its purchasing power are located outside the United States, it's important for American firms to be present in foreign markets. However, before we explain the different methods by which a company may engage in international trade, we might first consider some important factors that U.S. companies often fail to study before they sell products in a foreign country. These factors are concerned with differences in language, in values and attitudes, and in political climate. When introducing Coca-Cola into the Chinese market in 1920, the company used a group of Chinese symbols that, when spoken, sounded like Coca-Cola. However, when read, these symbols meant a female horse fattened with wax. Upon re-entering the Chinese market in the 1970s, Coca-Cola used a series of Chinese characters that translates into happiness in the mouth. This critical problem of proper translation is only one of many cultural differences facing American corporations overseas. Culture is the total pattern of human behavior that is practiced by a particular group of people. Because of their cultural heritage, business people in each country conduct their business activities differently. Although General Motors and General Electric are large multinational companies with operations around the globe, there are numerous smaller companies that engage in international trade. Because 95% of the world's population and two-thirds of its purchasing power are located outside the United States, it's important for American firms to be present in foreign markets. However, before we explain the different methods by which a company may engage in international trade, we might first consider some important factors that U.S. companies often fail to study before they sell products in a foreign country. These factors are concerned with differences in language, in values and attitudes, and in political climate. When introducing Coca-Cola into the Chinese market in 1920, the company used a group of Chinese symbols that, when spoken, sounded like Coca-Cola. However, when read, these symbols meant a female horse fattened with wax. Upon re-entering the Chinese market in the 1970s, Coca-Cola used a series of Chinese characters that translates into happiness in the mouth. This critical problem of proper translation is only one of many cultural differences facing American corporations overseas. Culture is the total pattern of human behavior that is practiced by a particular group of people. Because of their cultural heritage, business people in each country conduct their business activities differently. Although General Motors and General Electric are large multinational companies with operations around the globe, there are numerous smaller companies that engage in international trade. Because 95% of the world's population and two-thirds of its purchasing power are located outside the United States, it's important for American firms to be present in foreign markets. However, before we explain the different methods by which a company may engage in international trade, we might first consider some important factors that U.S. companies often fail to study before they sell products in a foreign country. These factors are concerned with differences in language, in values and attitudes, and in political climate. When introducing Coca-Cola into the Chinese market in 1920, the company used a group of Chinese symbols that, when spoken, sounded like Coca-Cola. However, when read, these symbols meant a female horse fattened with wax. Upon re-entering the Chinese market in the 1970s, Coca-Cola used a series of Chinese characters that translates into happiness in the mouth. This critical problem of proper translation is only one of many cultural differences facing American corporations overseas. Culture is the total pattern of human behavior that is practiced by a particular group of people. Because of their cultural heritage, business people in each country conduct their business activities differently.